How's everybody doing? You good? All right. This morning we are starting our first sermon for the Unwrapped series. This series aimed to deepen our understanding of the Christmas message through John's unique perspective and theological depth of Christ's birth and the implication for believers. Each sermon not only explores a key aspect of Jesus' identity and mission, but also connects these truths to the celebration of Christmas. But our number one theme for you for this whole series is that you would get a deeper revelation of who Jesus is. How many people want a deeper revelation of who he is? Come on, everybody's hand should be up. Come on. Don't be afraid. But that's our heart and that's our goal for this series. If you have your Bibles, if you can go to John chapter 6, we're going to start at the 35th verse. It will be on our screens as well. John chapter 6, and it reads, "Then Jesus declared, 'I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.'" Also, let's go to John chapter 6, 51. And it says, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." So let me give you a backstory to John chapter 6. In John chapter 6, Jesus miraculously feeds a large crowd, over 5,000 people, with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. This miracle captures the people's attention, and many begin following him, hoping for more miracles and more bread. But Jesus, knowing all things, redirects their focus to a greater spiritual substance. The crowd that was seeking Jesus wasn't looking for anything spiritual. I'm going to say that again. The crowd that was looking for Jesus, they weren't looking for anything spiritual. But they were seeking to have their needs met. But Jesus, being all God, he understood all the people's motives who were following him. And in John 6, 27, Jesus says this, "Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life." I'm going to read that again. "Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures for eternal life." So why did Jesus say that? Because he understood that they weren't following him for him. They were following him for the food that he provided. But he was letting them know, this bread and this food and this fish will spoil. But what I have for you when you follow me will go with you for eternity. Amen? The people didn't understand what Jesus meant when he said this. So what did they do? They asked for a sign. They asked for a sign like manna. That's what they said in the scripture. And manna was the bread that was provided for the Israelites in the wilderness. So Jesus, hearing their response, then he goes to them and he says to them, he declares this, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never go thirsty." In this verse, Jesus makes one of his famous I am statements, declaring himself to be the source of spiritual sustenance. Here, bread represents more than just physical nourishment. It is essential for life, as it was a staple food in Jesus' time. By Jesus saying, "I am the bread of life," Jesus implies that he is essential for spiritual survival. He fulfills the deepest hunger and the thirst within the human soul. The longing for purpose, love, and eternal life. This also challenges the crowd's understanding of the Messiah, shifting the focus from the earthly needs to eternal truths. The promise he makes in this verse, never going hungry or thirsty, speaks to his completeness of his provision for those who come to him. He is suggesting that reliance on him will satisfy the soul's deepest need in a way that earthly food and drink cannot. So to sum that all up, Jesus is saying, don't chase after, I know I provided this bread and I provided this fish, but don't chase after those things. Chase after me. So when Pastor Craig gave me the subject matter for this message, and I was studying it, a question arose in my mind. When I was sitting there, I was like, why bread? Now, I had a funny little dad joke that goes with that. Instead of why bread, I put rye bread. Anybody laugh? Anybody? All right, I had a couple people laugh today. Okay. See, Devin, it wasn't that bad. But why bread? We all know that the seven I ams that Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, I'm the light, I'm the door, I'm the resurrection. But the first I am that he speaks about is bread. So I had to ask that question, why bread or rye bread? But Jesus used bread to describe himself because bread held deep spiritual, cultural, and practical significance for the Jewish people. Bread was a staple of daily sustenance in those days. Bread symbolized life and provision. Jesus used bread as a metaphor to describe himself, emphasizing his role in our spiritual lives in a way that everyone could understand in that time. These verses invite us to explore what it means for Jesus to be our bread of life. So in Hebrew culture, bread symbolizes what? It symbolizes provision, sustenance, and God's faithfulness. Throughout the Hebrew Bible, bread represents God's care and also its provision. In Exodus 16, when you get the chance, you can read it because it's a very long chapter. I won't read it today. But that is a story of when God sent manna down from heaven to feed the Israelites in the desert. God provided bread from heaven to sustain them while they were in their journey in the desert. 1 Kings chapter 17, 8 through 16. If you have your Bibles, please open that, and it will be on the screen for you. But in 1 Kings, this is the story of Elijah and the widow. In the scripture it says, then the word of the Lord came to him, arise and go to Zarephath, which belongs to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to feed you. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, bring me a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. And she said, as Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. And now I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said to her, do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but first make me a little cake of it and bring it to me, and afterward make something for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of flour shall not be spent, and the jug of oil shall not be empty until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth. And she went and did as Elijah said, and she and he and her household ate for many days. The jar of flour was not spent, neither did the jug of oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by Elijah. So what does bread represent in this scripture? This bread represents God's miraculous provision during a famine. Genesis 18 and 6. It reads, and Abraham went quickly into the tent to Sarah and said, quick, 3 seeds of fine flour, knead it and make cakes. Abraham, and here the bread represents an act of kindness. Abraham preparing bread for the angelic visitors, offering bread to strangers was considered an act of kindness. Leviticus 24, 5 and 9. It reads, you shall take fine flour and bake 12 loaves from it. 2 tenths of an ephah shall be in each loaf. and you shall set them in two piles, six in a pile on the table of pure gold before the Lord. And you shall pour frankincense on each pile that it may go with the bread as a memorial portion, as a food offering to the Lord. Every Sabbath day, Aaron shall arrange it before the Lord regularly. It is from the people of Israel as a covenant forever. And it shall be for Aaron and his sons, and they shall eat in a holy place, since it is for him a most holy portion out of the Lord's food offering, a perpetual due. So in the tabernacle and later in the 12 temples, loaves of bread that represented the 12 tribes of Israel were placed on the table in the holy place as an offering to God. These loaves of bread symbolize God's eternal covenant and provision for his people. Why bread? There's messianic symbolism in the bread. Bethlehem, the town where Jesus was born. Does anybody in here know the meaning of Bethlehem? Except Pastor Craig, he's not allowed to answer this question. Anybody? It means the house of bread. So the very place where Jesus was born was named after the house of bread. So we got to, you know, connect the dots there. I am the bread of life. So everything is connecting. All these scriptures that we're seeing are all connecting to who? It's connecting to Jesus. Amen? In all these examples, Jesus uses bread as a symbol because he knew it was something that the people could easily relate to and understand. When Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life," he was saying, "I embody everything, everything that bread represents, sustenance, nourishment, and life itself." So everything that they learned about bread from their ancestors down to them, everything, he's like, "I embody all of these things." So if you're taking notes this morning, I have a couple of points that I want you to write down. The first point is the necessity of spiritual nourishment. The necessity of spiritual nourishment. Just as our physical bodies need food and water to survive, our souls need spiritual sustenance. Jesus says, "I am the bread of life." He is pointing to himself as the essential nourishment for our spirits. We often try to satisfy our souls with things that don't last: material wealth, success, relationships. But I'm here to declare today that only Jesus can truly satisfy the longing in our souls. Point number two, Jesus, the source of fulfillment. Jesus promises in verse 35, "Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." It is both profound and comforting. But the hunger he refers to is not a physical hunger. It's a deep spiritual hunger we all feel for purpose, identity, and connection with God. Jesus is the only one who can truly fulfill this need, satisfying our deepest longing. My third point this morning is eternal life through the bread of heaven. In verse 51, Jesus describes himself as the living bread that came down from heaven, highlighting his divine origin and mission. He says that whoever eats this bread will live forever. That's an invitation for eternal life. Jesus gave his life, his body, for the world, that we might have life beyond this. This bread he offers comes at the cost of the sacrifice on the cross. And my fourth point this morning is receiving the bread of life daily. Just as we need to eat every day, we need to consume the bread of life daily. How do we consume the bread of life daily? Through prayer, worship, and immersing ourselves in God's word. I want you to write those things down: through prayer, through worship, and immersing ourselves in God's word. Jesus invites us to keep coming to him, to trust, depend, and find joy in only him. Only through him can we find true spiritual satisfaction in life. I have a couple of ending points that you can also write down this morning. One of them is Jesus as the bread of life offers us something that nothing else can. One is deep satisfaction, fulfillment, and eternal life. I'll say those three things again. Deep satisfaction, fulfillment, and eternal life. These verses remind us that life's true fulfillment comes not from anything that we earn, but from the one who gave his life for us. And one of my last points here is to let's embrace Jesus as our bread of life, trusting him to sustain us every day and looking forward to eternal life with him. Amen? Come on, if you could stand with me, please. Then you can start playing. Hallelujah, Jesus. You may be here this morning, and you're wondering why you have a great job, you've got wealth, family's good, but there's still a longing there. There's something you feel missing. I will tell you that thing that you're missing this morning, or that feeling that you have, it doesn't matter what you purchase, what you succeed in. The only thing that's going to fill that void, that feeling that you have, that longing, is Jesus. He is the only one that will truly, truly, truly satisfy you. So this morning, if everyone could just close their eyes and bow their heads. If you're in this room right now and you have that empty feeling, and you just don't understand why, but something this morning that you heard sparked something, I want you to just raise your hand in this place, because I want to pray for you this morning. Because I believe today is the day. The Lord has you here for a reason. It's just not by coincidence. But today, he doesn't want you to leave this room with that feeling anymore. He wants to take and fill that space in your heart that you're longing for. I see the hands that are across the room. I want to pray for you this morning. Father God, you see the hands that are lifted in this place, Lord God. And you know the hands that aren't lifted right now, God. We want more of the bread of life, God. We want a deeper, intimate, more relationship with you. We want you to come into those empty places in our hearts and our souls. And we want you to fill it, Lord God. We want the joy and the freedom that we hear about, God. We want the peace that we hear about in your word, Lord God. Father God, for those whose hands are lifted, Lord God, I pray that the Holy Spirit would just bring peace into the situation, peace over their hearts, peace over their minds, God, that they would feel your love right now like never before, Lord God, that daily they would go and eat from the life, the bread of life, that they would daily get into your word, daily be in prayer with you, Lord God, daily be in worship with you, Lord God, that their relationship with you would be more intimate, Lord God. That they would no longer chase worldly things, but they would chase after you, God. God, we're grateful, Lord God, for the bread of life that was sacrificed for us, Lord God. Grateful that all fulfillment, Lord God, all sustenance, Lord God, is found in you, Lord God. So touch the hearts of all of us in this place, Lord. We are so grateful for your bread, life, Lord God. Grateful for the sacrifice that you gave on the cross, Lord God. And we just ask this morning, Lord God, that you would be glorified in our life, Lord God. That you would use us for your kingdom, Lord God. Use us for your glory, Lord God. That this would be a week, Lord God, that we would be a witness for your kingdom, Lord God. That we would share this message of the life of Jesus Christ with all that we know, Lord God. That we would share the message of the bread of life with others, Lord God. Use us, Lord God, as a vessel, Lord God, for your kingdom. So, Father God, we love you. We thank you. We honor and we praise you. In the mighty, precious name of Jesus. Amen.